Back-to-school specials are here at Charlieu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlieu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlieu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Honda's Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And listen, if you want to find something fascinating to do for Veterans Day, head to Fall River, Massachusetts. I mean, there is an exhibition going on there from Brian Fox. Brian is a nationally renowned artist acclaimed for creating art that transcends the canvas, offers a deep connection to the spirit of the iconic figures he paints. And his, I mean, it's everything from rock legends to sports icons, military heroes. And there's a new exhibition now called In the Valley of the Shadow, which will be on view at the Narrows Center for the Arts through December 27th. And the collection features a series of large-scale military portraits that honor the courage and sacrifice of America's World War II, Korea, and Vietnam vets, with a focus on those who served in Vietnam. And Brian joins us here on the National Defense. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I just want to thank you for this exhibition and also for focusing on Vietnam veterans, because as everybody knows, they never got treated right. And, you know, they did their service the best they could and got thrown into something that they might not have wanted to do. And they just didn't get the homecoming that that all other veterans have received. So thank you so much for concentrating. Man, your work is tremendous. I've been following you on Instagram now, and just tremendous work.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And going back to what you said about the Vietnam vets, I mean, it's my honor to do it for those guys and to recognize those guys.
I'll tell you what, this this piece of artwork of loading the guys into the medevac, wow. I mean, how long did that take you?
Well, it's hard to tell because I worked on all of these about the same time, except for a few that were outside of it, but essentially 6 years of work.
Wow.
Went into all these military paintings. And again, my bread and butter was the athletes and celebrities. So this was a total leap of faith to kind of move in this direction. And it became after meeting the Vietnam vets who I did a project for back in 2019. And after meeting them and talking with them, and I was changed. So this is kind of I felt like a God-led project for me to kind of move in this direction, because it makes no business sense.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, and the greatest thing, too, and I kind of got this from some of what you've said online and things, but this also gave those veterans an opportunity to kind of open up about their military experience to you, right?
when they did that, that changed me. I didn't know what I was, I tell them now, I said, I didn't know what I was expecting. Huh. And you guys changed me forever once you walked into my studio in 2019. And it was, you know, some of the guys I was told never spoke about the war. Ever.
Right.
And, you know, their family members had called me later and said, look, my father's never spoken about the war till he went into your studio and started working on this project with you. And then, you know, you realize, I mean, I'm old enough to know, like, I was a kid, but to know how they were treated when they got, were home. And you start to realize, wow, how do these guys carry this around for 50-some years?
Yeah, I started this show 12 years ago with a Vietnam veteran, the great Jerry Newberry. And he never talked about his service. Never talked about his service, you know, around me at least. And I think that was the same for a lot of them. We're talking to Brian Fox, celebrated painter and artist here on the National Defense. His fourth solo exhibition in the Valley of the Shadow at the Narrow Center in Fall River, Massachusetts. Where is Fall River?
Fall River is halfway between Boston and Cape Cod.
Okay.
Well, if you're from around here, Boston.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And what a time to be there. Wow, man. I can imagine the colors.
Oh, yeah. I love New England. It's got some amazing colors up here this time of year.
And so I saw your Keith Richards painting. Man, that is just outstanding.
He's such a great subject.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. But when these Vietnam vets, did they have to be persuaded to let you paint them, or because a lot of times, you know, they don't stick their hand up for a lot of things like that.
No, when I was first approached to do the first painting, and the painting that I did. The first one I did was they called me because they said, hey, look, we know you raise a lot of money for the celebrities and the athletes through their charities. We're trying to raise money to build a permanent Vietnam memorial wall in the city of Fall River.
Hmm.
And we want to, you know, use your painting and you know, maybe make prints of it and then use that to raise money to help build this wall. And the wall is 280 feet. I mean, it's a massive wall. It's not as big as the one in Washington, but
right.
It's close. So it's powerful. But so I said, okay, I'll do it. I said, look, if you guys, I'll do it on one condition. I said, if you, these were the Vietnam vets, want to bring in country guys to my studio, and I don't need them to tell me what to paint. I just need to understand why I'm painting this. I don't want to paint something meaningless. I just don't want to throw some crap on the paint canvas. I want it to be meaningful. And then that first meeting changed me forever because,
you
start to, they brought their own in. So whoever was willing to talk was on their own terms. I didn't force anybody. And, once I started to hear some of these stories, and then over the next 6 months to create this painting, they would come into the studio whenever they wanted and check on the progress of the painting to make sure I got it right. Because I said, look, I don't want to. So, for example, if I'm painting Tom Brady, and I get the uniform or the logo wrong, well, nobody's going to care if it looks like Tom if I screwed up the logo or something like
right,
that.
Right, right.
Same thing with uniforms and guns and what they wore, because it's really to show them respect. Like, hey, I want to get this right. But it took me what I thought was going to take a month to paint took me 6 months because. It became a very, very important project to get right for these guys. So they would come in, but as they would come in and they would check on the progress of the painting, they would also sit and talk. And my studio was closed to the public, but they knew where it was, and they would come in and they would have a coffee, and then they would, little by little, they would open up on their own. And then so much so, I became close with a gentleman who was a Marine, and he did two tours in Vietnam, one up on the DMZ, we developed this really close relationship. And he would share these things, and it was so powerful. I mean, it changed me. I'm the sole provider for my family, and I with my artwork. And when I'm now changing and painting military paintings, you know, my family's going, we got to pay the rent. And, but I'm like, how do you not help these guys who have been in pain for 50 years?
Yeah.
And then I let some of these guys paint with me on these paintings.
Huh, really?
I just felt like, and they're not artists. I just felt like, I said, you know, I just felt like, hey, do you want to paint on this? And I had somebody else, another Vietnam vet, who saw the picture I had posted with permission. He said that when he saw the Vietnam vet painting on these big paintings with me, and he only painted a little bit, brushstroke here and there, but he would work with me. He said that paintbrush is connected to that man's soul. Mm. And that opened my eyes to how do you not help somebody who's in pain?
And how proud they must have been to be a part of it.
Yeah, and you know they don't say anything about it and right. for years, and just to see them. And they all came to this art show that I had. And it was amazing to see them. It's about them. It's not about me. It's the paintings. I'm using these paintings to educate people about them. It's using art to educate. If people will stop and look at a painting, they won't pick up a book anymore. They won't. But now they look at these 7-foot paintings.
Mm, 7 foot.
Some of them are 7 feet. That helicopter, the Huey painting, is 7 feet wide.
Wow.
There are other ones that are just big. There's a Rice Paddy's one, but even some of the other ones, they're life size paintings. And it grabs the viewer. And then they'll read about it on the side. So now I've done my job of going, your father, your uncle, your you know, he served. This is a sacrifice that they've done.
Yeah.
And not everybody understands that. But when you see this stuff, and then there was a book written that went along with the show, and it became a very, very powerful and moving. Oh, so much so that we had to have licensed therapists from the VA on hand because guys were getting triggered.
Oh, wow. Wow, I didn't think about something like that. We're talking to Brian Fox, artist, painter here in the National Defense. Well, this is when you know you got it right. There's a quote from Wayne Smith, decorated combat medic and Vietnam vet, chairman of the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, that says, Brian has seized the essence of war in art form. His work will change lives. I mean, that's pretty high praise, man.
Yeah, and you start to realize that's what it's all about. Like, you know, and everybody's like, well, how successful is the show? And I just said, look at that quote.
Exactly.
I mean, to me, that's it. I haven't sold anything. I'm like, no, I haven't sold a thing, but it doesn't matter. It's not about selling paintings. It's about what that quote is about, and it's like, that's what it's all about.
What's the best way to see all of your work?
The best way to see it is, and again, my website was updated about 6 months ago, but my website, brianfoxstudios.com, or Instagram, you can see like a lot of the latest, especially the military works. It's at artist Brian Fox. So those are the ways you can kind of keep up with what's going on.
And then the exhibit will be up until December 27th in the Valley of the Shadow there at the Narrows Center for the Arts in Fall River, Massachusetts. Brian, man, you got some talent and some heart, and thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you again for having me on, and it's an honor just to shine the light on these guys.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So, ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Every town's got its heroes. Veterans, firefighters, EMTs, police officers. The folks who show up when it matters most. Tractor Supply calls them hometown heroes. Verified hometown heroes receive exclusive Neighbors Club perks like 2% back on every purchase, free trailer rentals, same day delivery, and special discounts on hero holidays like July 4th and Veterans Day. It's easy to join. Just sign up for Neighbors Club and verify through ID.me. The benefits kick in automatically. Learn more at tractorsupply.com/hometownheroes.
You're standing inside a secret prison. It houses the Nazi high command.
I'm going to put Hermann Göring on trial.
Sony Pictures Plastics presents Nuremberg, starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, Academy Award winner Rami Malek, and Academy Award nominee Michael Shannon.
after you plead guilty or not guilty.
Yes, shoot it.
Order! Order!
Nuremberg, now playing only in theaters.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
With Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $1,000 off select appliances like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. Check out the newest LG refrigerator with new mini craft ice straight from the dispatch. Shop Black Friday savings on select LG appliances, plus get free delivery now at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid 11/5 through 12/3, U.S. only. See store online for details.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Brad Gilmore is with us. He's a Houston-based multimedia personality, author, and member of the Critics' Choice Association. He co-hosts ESPN's nationally syndicated Hall of Fame radio show alongside WWE Hall of Famer Booker T. Oh, my gosh. He's got a new book out, and this is pretty close to my heart. It's called There's Something Really Great About a Grandma, and he joins us here in the National Defense. Brad, how are you?
Hey, Randy, I'm doing good, man. Thank you for the introduction. I'm excited to talk to you.
Hey, I just got back from San Antonio this weekend. I was there for a USAA. They had a special Veterans Day event that I was moderating, and flew through Houston. Are you guys still open?
You know what? We're still open for now, but with a little bit of cold weather and everything going on with the airlines, I don't know.
Yeah.
We might be shut down now. We might, you know, it snowed earlier this year in Houston for the first time.
Wow.
Several years, and you would have thought we were living in a post-apocalyptic society.
I can imagine, man. I mean, the way people drive in Houston already, and then you add in some snow. Oh, that's got to be crazy. Hey, we had you back on the program when you did your Back to the Future book.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That was fantastic. Have you read Michael J. Fox's memoir?
Yeah, The Future Boy, I have read it, and, you know, it's very interesting because, you know, you hear a lot of these stories from, you know, Michael, from himself, but from other people about that time, and to actually read a book just based on his memory of juggling himself, Marty McFly, and Alex P. Keaton, I found it quite fascinating.
I'll bet. And then this new book, There's Something Really Great About a Grandma. Yeah, this is close to me because I just recently became a grandma.
Oh, you did?
Yes. We had our first, our daughter, Charles, we just had her first grandbaby, getting ready to celebrate 1 year old this month. So that has been an incredibly exciting time for us. And now, is this about your grandma, or is this about someone else's grandma?
This is about all grandmas. You know, I mean, I was fortunate enough where, you know, growing up where I would see my grandmother every day. And my grandmother's from the great state Alabama, and
oh man,
you know, yeah, so great Southern grandmother, and like, you know, she passed away, you know, actually 9 years ago yesterday.
Okay.
And you know, my wife and I were in Alabama last year, just kind of hanging out and visiting, and we were talking about her and reminiscing about her, and I remarked to her, I said, you know, there's something really great about a grandma, is what I told my wife, and she said, that kind of sounds like a book. I go, yeah, it kind of does. and it, because it hit on a universal theme of, if you're privileged enough to have a grandmother like mine in your life, you have such a special bond, and I always think that grandmothers are like regular mothers, just with a little extra frosting. And so I wanted to capture that spirit of not just my grandma, but everybody's grandma. And it was really fun to work with my illustrator TJ Marino and I putting together the narrative for this, and for, you know, it's a book for all ages.
I want to talk about this guy that you just mentioned, Tim Marino, former U.S. Army Staff Sergeant, and you know, our audience is active duty military veterans and their families. So this is very special for us to see somebody from the military doing something like this. And he's the illustrator for your book.
Yeah, he illustrated it. You know, it was great. I was actually working on a different project with him. And then when this book came up, I messaged him. I said, hey, man, I got this idea. What do you think? And he was like, oh, I love it. And yeah, I mean, obviously he is so talented. When I tell you, Randy, I mean, this guy, you can just explain to him what's in your mind, and for some reason he can just make it appear on the page. And he did such a great job illustrating this book, and it really wouldn't have been able to come out without him. And, you know, he's born and raised in Columbus, Georgia, so he's a Southerner like myself, and, you know, I think we just have a soft spot for those grandmothers in our lives.
Yeah, I think you're right.
60 seconds of service.
Army veteran David Colon found a home after years of homelessness through NYC's Jericho Project, which offers housing, counseling, and job support. Recently awarded $340,000 to expanded services, the initiative transforms lives while building a cycle of mentorship among veterans. Colon now helps newcomers, proving that community and stability can restore dignity and hope to those who serve. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
You're standing inside a secret prison. It houses the Nazi high command.
I'm going to put Hermann Göring on trial.
Sony Pictures Classics presents Nuremberg, starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, Academy Award winner Rami Malek, and Academy Award nominee Michael Shannon.
Do you plead guilty or not guilty?
Shooting.
Order! Order!
Nuremberg, now playing only in theaters.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Talking to Brad Gilmore here on the National Defense, his newest children's book, There's Something Really Great About a Grandma. And that is so true, because I know when my mom became a grandma, it was like her kids were just deserted. All of a sudden the grandkids were the only people in the universe that existed. And she just devoted herself to being the best grandma. And it's funny, my kids now, I mean, when they talk about either my mom or my wife's mom, their grandmas, I mean, it's such a special connection. So that special bond is there, and there's nothing like it, right?
You know what? You know what's interesting too, Randy, is my wife, her family immigrated to this country from Lebanon, and her grandmother, who we affectionately call Tata. She speaks a few words of English, barely, but you know, her native language is Arabic. And so she and I, though, have a great relationship. We have a great bond, even though we can't really speak to one another. But again, it really speaks to that fact, ironically, about the connection we have with our grandmothers. And I think that the reason why, you know, the kids are forgotten when one becomes a grandma or a grandparent, grandfather even, is now it's like I get to just be fun. I don't have to have the responsibility of raising this kid.
Right.
I can just have fun
right.
with this kid.
Right.
And I think that's why
my grandparents, my grandfather was born in Texas, 1919, World War II veteran, sergeant in the Army.
Wow.
And my grandmother, like I said, from Decatur, Alabama, and born in the, middle of the Great Depression. So I loved getting that worldly experience from them as well. And they're there for wisdom. They're there for support. They're there for just being there. And I mean, when my wife and I were talking, she was like, can you remember something your grandmother like gave you that was really special to you? I said, I can't remember a single thing she gave me for my birthday, but I always remember that she was there. Hmm. And then when we got married, a few years ago, my wife and I, when we were trying to figure out with the wedding bands, again, going back to that connection to my grandmother,
right.
I used her wedding band as mine.
Oh,
and
wow.
So that's the wedding ring I wear. I mean, that's how close that we were. She really was like another mother to me. And it's great to memorialize our relationship, but also amplify it to where it's everybody's relationship with their grandmother. And, I'm telling you, like, again, when people, if they go out and get this book, and when you start reading it, I wrote it. I know, so I'm selling it, but I'm telling you, Randy, if you read it, you're not going to have a dry eye.
Yeah.
It's gonna hit you in the feels. It really will. And I had to read this over and over and over again. And I still, every time, it just kind of hits me and pulls on the heartstrings. I just remember so fondly that relationship.
Man, I wish my mother-in-law spoke no English. Anyway, we're talking to Brad Gilmore here on the National Defense, the new children's book, There's Something Really Great About a Grandma. And you just gave me a great idea because, as I mentioned, our granddaughter's first birthday is coming up, and she loves books. And so for my wife to present her with your book, oh, man, would that be a
keepsake? There we go.
Would that be a keepsake? And the other thing is, so this is just kind of underscores everything you're talking about, Brad. When our granddaughter was born, our daughter used my wife's mother's maiden name as her middle name. So, I mean, that just tells you how special that relationship is, between somebody and their grandmother, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the other thing, too, is when you sit down and look at this book, I want to make sure to emphasize, because I know I'm speaking a lot about my grandmother, and I've privileged to have three. Like I said, my wife's grandmother, my paternal and maternal grandmother. But when you look through this book, everybody's represented. Everybody's represented because it's a universal language.
Right.
It really is. And
right.
that was kind of my point in underscoring the fact that me and my wife's grandmother can't speak to one another, but we have a great relationship.
Mm.
We have a strong connection. There's something so universal about it. Just that natural maternal instinct that we have with our grandpeople. And, and here's the thing too. And I want all the grandfathers to know, just because there's something really great about a grandma, there's something really awesome about a grandpa.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's your next book.
That should be the next one. Because I'll tell you what, again, growing up with a World War II veteran, I got definitely a different sense
right.
of hard living back in the day.
And
gave
right.
me a great, great respect for, obviously grandfathers in the military at large.
And you're talking in this book, you're talking about, all the great, baking cookies, bedtime stories, all that kind of stuff, right?
But also, I remember specifically, I was at a swimming pool one time. I'm young, the deep end was there. I was a little bit intimidated by it. And I remember staring at it, like really, really like cautious. Like, I didn't think that I could do it. And my grandmother was like, just go ahead. It's fine. You're going to be okay. Just go ahead and do it. And I was too scared. And then she came up behind me and just gave me a little nudge, right?
Just a
pool.
Nudge.
And you know what though? I was fine, and in that moment, I learned a lesson. I'm like, oh wow, she's not just here for the warm and fuzzies. She's also here to kind of push you along in the right direction, whether that be physically or metaphorically.
Yeah,
that she was great for there, and we actually immortalized that moment in the book.
So you've suffered from PTSD for all these years.
Yes, I have. I have
trauma.
You know, but it's good. But it's again, we're joking. But in all seriousness, it was such a great moment for me because I realized sometimes, oh hey, sometimes you just got to go take that leap of faith forward. And if not for my grandmother, perhaps I wouldn't have, you know, developed that skill at the early age.
Yeah, it's so funny. When our granddaughter was about to be born, I was interviewing comedian Leanne Morgan, and I said,
"Oh yeah."
Man, and we're from the same. I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee. And so I said, hey, we're getting ready to have our first grandchild. And she said, oh, honey. She said, is it a boy or girl? I said, it's a girl. And she said, oh, you are about to meet the love of your life. and that is absolutely the truth. I mean, it's just that connection is unmistakable. So, this is going to be a great boy. There's something really great about a grandma. It's out now. Brad, thank you for the time, man. Great talking to you.
Hey, I appreciate it, Randy, anytime, and thank you for, you know, getting the word out to all our great veterans across this nation.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
You're standing inside a secret prison that houses the Nazi High Command.
I'm going to put Hermann Göring on trial.
Sony Pictures Classics presents Nuremberg, starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, Academy Award winner Rami Malek, and Academy Award nominee Michael Shannon.
Do you plead guilty or not guilty?
Shooting.
Order! Order!
Nuremberg, now playing only in theaters.
You know, for me, it's crucial to be connected to loved ones. And as a veteran, you appreciate T-Mobile making it easy for all of us. With exclusive discounts for military and veteran families on wireless plans, those who serve save with T-Mobile. Military families save up to $720 a year. Plus, you'll be on the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Savings with four lines compared to regular pricing on experience plans.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Ashton, Aged Maduro. Blended by world-renowned cigar maker Carlito Fuente, a masterpiece is born. Vibrant filler and binder from the DR are artfully crafted with a luxurious Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, gifting us with subtle notes of cocoa, almond, molasses, and black pepper. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
You've learned, well, I'm sure that's helped you out a lot as a driver. You've been driving for 35 years?
Yes, sir. Time went by fast, and it's been 35 years since I've been driving.
Man, logging more than 2.3 million miles. And so what did you take from the military, Roland, that helped you become a truck driver and to do the things and to make you, by the way, congratulations, the 2025 Driver of the Year at Ryder?
Yes, sir. It's all the... It took away all the training that we do, and then it's the same principle I applied here for my trucking industry. You know, like I said, all the training, making sure you're doing everything the right way, being safe, It's all about safety too, and respect to other drivers.
Yeah, and you got to have some discipline, I would imagine, to be a driver. I mean, you've got to be aware of your situations all the time. You've got to be resourceful and all those kind of things that you had to do in the military, right?
Yes, that's exactly. You know, you got to be respectful to the drivers and then pay attention to everything, and you're just out there, you're the one in charge. So that's what pretty much military shows you, to be leaders.
Yeah, we're talking to Roland Escobel here on the National Defense, from Ryder and Army veteran. Yeah, I just don't, you know, you got to have a special mentality to be a truck driver, in my mind. I mean, that's a lot of, do you drive by yourself? Do you take anybody with you?
No, I'm out here driving by myself, making my own decisions, and that's what's, like you say, you got to be focused, you got to be safe and focus. Don't let nothing get you upset, because then that's where things start turning, going wrong. So you just got to make sure you're doing everything right.
Well, and especially, you know, right now, it just seems like the entire United States is under construction. And so I'm sure you got to deal with that everywhere you drive, right?
No, yes, sir. Yeah, just keep an eye on for all the signs, and the signs are very important. They'll tell you what's going on up ahead. So, yeah, whether it's construction or lane merging over, move overs, keep your eyes open, look ahead.
I mean, I have a motorhome, and you know, it's just stress enough driving that motorhome somewhere. I can't imagine, you know, lugging that thing around, you know, going up mountains. And I just interviewed somebody the other day from the TV show Ice Road Truckers. You ever see that show?
Oh, yes, sir. Sure did.
Now, those people are nuts.
Oh, yeah. That's dangerous there.
Yeah.
Same thing. They got to just keep on their toes.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I mean, would you ever do anything like that? I could maybe get you on that show.
I think I'll stay where I'm at right now.
I don't blame you, man.
Something different every day.
Yeah, yeah. And you're training other drivers now for Ryder, right?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm doing right now, is actually try to teach them what I know and tell all the safety aspects of the trucking.
Man, I mean, you know, that's such a solitary existence, but I can imagine that that camaraderie that you had in the Army, that brotherhood and sisterhood of people working together, you probably have that same kind of team work mentality when you're driving and around other drivers, right?
Yes, you have to be able to be with the other driver, you know, don't be... teach them what you know and respect them. They're like, he's going to respect you, and you know, work together. That way we can get the job done.
Yeah, yeah. Some of these stats from Ryder's Veteran Hiring Initiative, it started in November 2011 and went to, this is through July 2025. Ryder has hired more than 17,280 veterans. That's incredible. And then hired more than 1,200 veterans, including 57 manager-level positions and 67 female employees. It's got to make you pretty proud to work for a company like that, Roland.
Oh, yes, sir. They take real good pride on us veterans. They reward us and acknowledge us, and that's real good with Ryder.
Yeah, and then since the inception of the Ryder's Pathway Home program, more than 609 soldiers have completed and graduated from the program's 12-week paid training courses. They pay for your training for service members in their final 180 days of active duty. So, I mean, you can have a career with Ryder even before you get out of the service, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, and then, like you said, it's a real good opportunity, and to provide for your family, make good money too.
So, Roland, what do you get as 2025 Driver of the Year? Will they buy you a car? What happens?
Well, actually, I was the 2024. I'm sorry, I didn't correct you on that. But I'm the 2024 Driver of the Year.
Ah. Okay.
I mean, you get a big paycheck. I don't know if I can say it, but
that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
And then they give you trips. They give you a trip. So you take your family with you. And then, like I said, and then it's, you get a whole lot.
Wow, that is incredible. And then, you know, being able to work there at Ryder and have that same camaraderie with other veterans, that's got to make you feel comfortable. And it's got to make other veterans that come into the company feel comfortable, right?
Yes, because y'all know how it was in the military, and then y'all got something to talk about and then share everything. And then it's the same thing at work. You know, you just acknowledge everyone is work. It's like being in the military, you know, it's teamwork.
Yeah, that's incredible. We're talking to Roland Escobel here on the National Defense with Ryder. And, you know, we've talked to somebody for the past few years every time around Veterans Day about what they're doing at Ryder. And it's just a, you know, special company to hire veterans like that. But I think Ryder is one of those companies that get it, that know that if you hire a veteran, you're going to get the most loyal, resourceful, dedicated employee that you can get. And that just comes from that military training, right?
Yes, sir. That's it. That's a good part about it. You all work together.
And when you first started driving, was that something that, I mean, obviously you had the training and everything, but was it everything that you expected it to be and more?
Yes, I think it was, because I had already planned when I was getting out. I already had an idea of what I was going to be doing, and I enjoyed it. I was out there over the road looking at places that I probably wouldn't have seen if I hadn't been got into the trucking industry, going out of states. And it's been good. It's been rewarding to me.
That's cool. And Ryder is expanding its 12-week diesel technician training program. And, you know, places like Fort Sill, Fort Riley, Fort Campbell, and to date, more than 419 transitioning service members have taken jobs at Ryder. So that's pretty cool, man. I mean, to have that kind, and it used to be, I don't know how the pay used to be, but I know that your truck drivers now, man, you can make a great living, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, do real good.
And you don't even take your dog with you? I've seen some drivers that have their wife with them or their dog, and I guess that's kind of up to you, right?
Yeah, well, we're really not supposed to we're supposed to be on our by ourselves out there. Hmm. Because this deliveries that we're making, then it's local, so it's we're usually just an employee.
Gotcha.
Or your training.
And so your transition out of the military, I guess, was fairly smooth, huh?
Because I already, right off, as soon as I get out of the military, I was already getting into trucking.
That's cool. And so where should people go if you're listening to this right now on Armed Forces Radio and you're getting ready to separate from the military? Where should they look, Roland, to find out more information about Ryder?
I would just look up website, just look under Ryder, and it should pop up. And then probably there's somewhere that says careers.
Yeah. Check it out. Just another great option of transitioning out of the military. Roland, thank you so much, man. Thanks for the time. And again, congratulations on everything.
All right. Thank you, Randy. Appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced this flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, it can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers can have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.